or traffic across the weekend, keep it K-Rock.
3, 2, 1.
Get ready for 2 hours of inane nonsense with your favorite overweight redheads, Fat and Ginger.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is just after 6 on a Sunday night here on K-Rock 955. And it is time for Fat and Ginger. My name is Tim Young, and across the desk from me, as always, is my good mate, Luke Massey. How are you, Luke?
You know how I am.
Excellent stuff. He's annoyed, and that's my life's work.
I am annoyed, Tim, and yep. You know why I'm annoyed. And we've been arguing about this for the last probably 20 minutes, right? Yep. Listeners, I'm sorry. He's put me in a bad mood, so you're going to cop the brunt of Tim's idiotisms tonight. Is that a word?
No, idiotisms? It's not, but it is now.
It is that's now. Great. Idiotism. He's annoyed me because he keeps getting this buffoon, Stan Dexter, to come and report on our behalf. And then today he was at the same event that I was at and I was filming for my business, Tim. Mm. It was a professional gig, Boom Jellyfish for all your video needs. And Stan was there and just caused a ruckus, left, yep. And I got left holding the... And the thing is, you just laugh it off and go, oh, that's just Stan.
It is
go,
Stan.
Yeah, I know, but I'm the one that... I'm meant to be professional. He's associated with me. And if you pay peanuts, you get turkeys. And we got a turkey and Stan. Rid of him.
He's filed his content. We're going to play it. It's there. You're going to have to deal with it. Sorry, mate. Look, we've had a big weekend. You went to the Kite Festival. I had a kid's 5th birthday party.
Got lots to talk about, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. You went to Dixie Chicks. But after the break, after Guy Sebastian, you're going to talk about what happened at the Kite Festival. That's Love on Display from Guy Sebastian. I think he's a great artist and I always thought he was going to make it.
Well, that's not what you said during the song, mate. You just said you didn't think he'd ever be anything.
No, I didn't. Now. No, but look at me now. I got it wrong. Who would have thought, you know?
Yeah, we all get things wrong, mate. And sorry about being so angry off the top, people at home. I just went for a little walk and just calmed down. We hugged it out.
Yeah, we did. Look, so,
and
look,
you know what I found when I went for a walk?
Yeah.
Someone's left their Hotmail open out there. Have you seen that?
Geez, that's tempting, isn't
it? I don't know who it is.
Oh, the kid in me comes out when I see that.
Should I send a little message?
Oh, geez, that's tempting.
I was actually not really asking permission. I already did it. I was just trying to get affirmation. Hey, I just got a message off young Jake Potter, who's listening.
Yeah,
he said, keep up the great work, Uncle Luke.
Oh, thanks, Jake.
Yeah? Well, he didn't really. I just added that bit. Good on you, Jakey boy.
Well done.
And I was down at the Kite Festival today, Tim.
Excellent. Yes, you
Down at Rippleside.
That. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Down at... it was fantastic. I did it last year as well.
Yep.
Down there filming for Boom Jellyfish. Did I mention them? I can't remember if I did. So we're down here today.
Well, right, last filming. Year. Great
day. And I've got to say, like, it's so good to see so many people not using electronics.
Oh, and just, I remember I went last year, and it was a beautiful day last year, sunny, perfect kite flying day. It was, you know, nice
breeze. Didn't see you this year,
Tim. No, I was
busy?
Too busy.
Too much on.
Well, you know, big radio star now.
And when I say, too, that there was no one using electronics, there was no one over 10 there.
Yeah.
You know, kid wise. Yeah. Like they're all flying the kite on the Xbox.
That's you know, a simulator. But you start to fly a kite and it becomes all you focus on. Doesn't it?
It absorbs you.
It does. It's fantastic.
And do you know how many times, because I was like looking through the lens, you know how many times I only got decapitated today? I've got rope burn all over my arms and my neck.
Yeah.
But it was so good, mate. A lot of smiles.
Yep.
Kids Plus do a fantastic job down there. They look after the people with cerebral palsy out at Deakin.
Yep.
Do an amazing job. But I will say this, Tim.
Mm.
I've never seen so many gingers in one place.
But is it because you're looking for them? Because you do a show called Fat and Ginger, it's like if you're looking for a particular car.
Possibly.
To buy, and you always see that car because you're looking
possibly,
to buy it.
But there was a lot of gingers down there.
Yeah.
And it made me think, gingers, are we breeding?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Are we multiplying?
Yep.
Because who's doing it with us? There's nobody. Who's going to be breeding with us? I don't know.
I don't know, but you didn't tell me you were going to say that. That was great.
Now, what I was going to say was, it was pretty funny, right? Because I went up to a friend I haven't seen for a while. And said, oh, how are you going? And we hugged it out. I said,
sorry to interrupt. How long's a while? Give us a...
A little while. I'd say months.
Yep.
Yeah, and I've sort of been in touch, but just haven't... Everyone gets busy.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
And we're chatting away, and I said, I haven't seen you in ages. We've really got to catch up. You've got to make more of an effort, mate. And she gave me a little bit of bad news that she'd had, and I've gone, no. So sorry. Sorry to hear that.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah. Oh, look, don't have to get into it.
No,
just saying, like, I felt bad.
Yeah, okay. That part,
and then
right.
Afterwards, we went to have some lunch at the pub with a mate of mine who was helping me film.
Yep.
And I got a phone call from another mate who I haven't heard from for a while. And same thing. I've gone, oh, mate, what's going on with you? I haven't heard from you. He goes, yeah, I've had a bit of bad news.
So you've gone in hard.
And I went hard both times, and both times had to pull my foot out of my mouth.
Oh, and look, I've got two things that I've done that were bad. The first one was I once sent an email to a person that had offered me a job. And in the email I said, oh, this job's... And I thought I was sending it to my then partner. And I said in the email, I said, look, the job's rubbish. The holidays are great and I don't think I'll be there for very long. And I accidentally sent it to the bloke and offered me the job.
And you're still at Viva now.
Yeah, very good. No, and he very politely sort of emailed me back saying, look, I don't think this is the job for you, is it? And I said, yeah, fair enough.
I can't believe you used to be a teacher.
Oh, neither can I. I look at how I conduct myself and I think about how I used to conduct myself as a teacher.
Yeah, when you were like 25-year-old Tim.
No, I wasn't that young. I would have been a teacher in my 30s.
Yeah, right.
Because I came to it late and then I did my dip head and came to it late.
You would have been just staying one lesson ahead of the students.
But I used to do things like we'd have a Trivial Pursuit Challenge where the whole class would take me on at Trivial Pursuit and I'd say, look, if you can beat me at Trivial Pursuit, yeah, I'll let you out early for lunch. And they were hopeless. They were year eight, so we're never going to beat me.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was great.
I just thought because you wanted a long lunch.
Well, that was
that
too.
Come on, guys, I'm giving you the answers here.
Another trick, what you do is you get the naughty kid to go to the canteen to get you a nice coffee. And then you don't give them the right money. This is back in the days with the cash. And they come back, I haven't given them the right money. So you get like...
Oh, you get rid of them for the whole thing.
That's right. Fantastic.
You're brilliant.
But the biggest time I ever put my foot in it was when I was a kid. And I think it was my last year of school. And I can't remember how, but I happened to meet the Catholic Archbishop of Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I asked him how his kids were. And that's Vance Joy with Clarity. And before that, we had the album version of Zombie by the Cranberries. Fantastic.
I really enjoyed that.
Oh, great song. Long lead in,
as we found out.
No, fantastic. Look,
what'd you do yesterday?
Yesterday, we had young Gusso's fifth birthday party.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
Fifth, and we had about 485 million kids come around.
There was a lot of kids.
Oh, a lot of kids. And a lot of parents that you're meeting for the first time. So there's a lot of sort of, you know, don't get me wrong, love a bit of small talk. But
a lot of small talk.
A lot of small talk.
And you wouldn't let me play Pass the Parcel. That was a bit mean.
You lowered your colours last year at his fourth birthday party.
Yeah, because it should get spread around evenly, and I never got a present.
Yeah, well, that's because you're 42.
Yeah, but your missus is on the phone stopping the music. She could have given me a go.
Mate, sometimes the cards are just stacked against you, aren't they? Geelong's That's Runaway from Pink. It is 26 past 6 on a Sunday night on K-Rock 955. You're with Fat and Ginger. My name is Tim Young and across the desk is Luke Massey. And it is time for Tim's topic.
This is the Statham. When I'm sitting in my trailer waiting to make my next awful movie, I like to listen to Tim's topic. So, Tim, what have you got for us this week?
I'll tell you what I've got for you this week. I'm very excited to tell you about the fifth birthday party we had at our place yesterday.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
It was. It was fantastic. And look, well, you know, you can have them at the old, you know, bounce and all those sort of places, but there's nothing quite like having one at home, is there?
Well, I know you're at home when you're there. Like, you're in your element. You're cooking the barbie. You're saying g'day to people.
Yep.
But I was there. I didn't have any kids.
No. Yeah. You came around.
I just came with my partner, Ash. And I was just standing around just chatting to parents who were like, oh, which one's your kid? And I go, oh, I haven't decided yet. What do you say? And then, like, it's hard to come back from that. So
is it really?
I thought I was being really funny.
What, did you say that to some of the parents yesterday at... Jeez, you know...
And it gets awkward after. And the thing is, like, they don't know me, so they don't know I'm joking.
Yeah.
And, just after that, they just
don't know that
off.
You have absolutely no sort of social filter or
ability
to say the right thing in the right
situation.
As soon
as someone sets one up, I lob it down.
Yeah.
But it's funny, isn't it? Like, when you a parent's sitting at a kid's birthday party, you don't know the other parents.
No.
You got no connection to them whatsoever, and you've got to make that small talk you were talking about before. And it's really hard.
It
to
is
keep
sometimes.
It going.
Yeah.
Like, you do the hey, which one's yours? Yeah, cool. Yeah. Where do you live?
Yeah, what do you do?
I didn't even get to what do you do because
Do you know what? It's funny I say that because it's not usually a question I lead with. I'll probably go the football team before that.
Oh, that was brilliant. I didn't think of that. I didn't get to that. It was sort of all like, there was that awkward silence where you're both sort of looking around.
Yeah.
Like you both know that the other person's there. You don't really.
No, that's right. And you go, I've got 90 minutes to go till I can leave again.
Until I can grab my kid by the scruff of the collar and drag him out.
That's right. And we're gone. Don't forget the lolly bag. But it was good. So you came around. I was cooking the barbie at the back. Get that out. But what was funny was, so we had it down from 12 till 2. Every single kid and parent, I reckon, arrived within the space of about 60 seconds at 12 o'clock. They all just turned up at once. So I went around the back to cook the snags, came back to get a tray to put the snags in, and suddenly there's like 50 people in my house.
Yeah.
It was bizarre. But
why'd you hide around the corner to cook the barbie?
No, there was a reason, though, because the barbecue was going to be on the corner. I thought, no, we'll end up with some kid braining themselves on the barbecue.
So that would have been entertaining.
It would have been entertaining, messy, and probably some unhappy parents.
The other thing that annoyed me, because you know how I get annoyed easily.
Because it's all about you.
It's all about me, is that, your young fella Gus.
Yeah.
You know, he's a good kid.
Great.
He's all right.
Yeah.
But I gave him his present.
Yeah.
And he just goes, oh, yep, thanks. He opened, he took a look, and then he ran off to play hide and seek, whatever. Like, come on, a little bit of appreciation here, mate. I went to Kmart.
I did tell you what he wanted, but you didn't bring it.
No, cheese and beer.
That's right.
I did send you a picture of me waiting for the beer shop to open.
You did.
But I gave a present. I want him to go down on his knees and worship me and go, mate, this is unbelievable. You've changed my life.
Mate.
Not just run off with his mates. Like, have a bit of appreciation.
No. You're in the B grade, mate, because you bought him a blue. Book and a basketball, right?
You told me to get that, so I did.
I did because I didn't want you to be too good. It's like the bridesmaids at a wedding.
Oh,
right?
So you set me up for failure.
Because we bought him a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle van that shoots pizzas out of it. You're never going
to
top that.
Well, I didn't know he wanted to shoot pizzas. I would have bought pizzas. He could have thrown them like frisbees at his friends. Would have been the life of the party.
It would have been good, actually. Those little, like, anyway, I can't really talk about Domino's. But the other thing, too, is that today... I'm exhausted. And fair play, Jade's did most of the stuff. So I don't know.
I can imagine all of the stuff. You cooked the barbie, that would have been your contribution.
It was big, you know. Yeah. But I'm exhausted, and I reckon I pulled a muscle. I reckon I pulled a muscle wrestling the kids yesterday.
You have been sore the whole time. Is that how you did it?
Yeah. It's just like in my ribs there underneath my big fat pie gut. I reckon I pulled a muscle. And you just go, you know you're getting old when... I don't know, wrestling
just
with kids.
Just mucking around with kids, you walk away with an injury.
Do yourself a mischief. So wake up today, not with a hangover, which was great, but with, you know, I can't really tell you.
Are you okay?
Well, no, because it's like a cresting the hill of life.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, what's the point? So I went and I walked the dog in my slippers.
You're out, aren't you?
I am out.
You've had enough.
This is K-Rock 955.
You might as well give it away.
Fat and Ginger, K-Rock 955. All right, that's Morgan Wallen with Last Night, and before that we had Eskimo Joe with Black Fingernails and Red Hair, I think. I can't remember. We're going to say it's Red Hair because we're Fat and Ginger here on K-Rock 955. Well,
Red Hair sort of goes more with Fingernails on the chalkboard, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, geez.
It really irritates some people.
Can't do that. Look, we got a couple of ads, then we got a song by Prince, but after that we've got my least favourite segment on the show.
Oh, yeah, we haven't done this on K-Rock yet. So it's called Force Night Out.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's where we buy tickets for the other person to go to something where you know they're going to hate.
That's right. And the problem with this is I invented the segment, and yet I've been roundly just tailed up at every opportunity on the segment.
It's like English coming up with the game of cricket and then just getting smashed.
That's exactly right.
Why did I bother?
No, that's right.
So
look, after a few ads and a bit of Prince, we're going to hear about what Luke's got for me for a Force Night Out.
Geelong and the Surf Coast.
And that's Prince with When Doves Cry. It is quarter to seven here on K-Rock 955. Fat and Ginger. My name is Tim Young. Across the desk from me is Luke Massey. And now it's time for my least favourite segment in this entire show, Forced Night Out.
Can our heroes sit through 2 hours of crap and come out clean on the other side? It's Fat and Ginger's Forced Night Out.
So if you're just tuning in, Force Night Out is where we buy tickets for the other person to do something that we know that they will hate.
And it's probably important to say it doesn't mean that other people wouldn't like it.
No.
It just, we know each other pretty well.
That's right. And so we're never trying to
bring anyone down or say this is a bad thing. We just know the other person won't enjoy it. So, in fact, it's almost like we're trying to educate our friend.
Better than them.
And look, the couple that I had lined up for you, so...
Just before you start, I'll explain there's a couple of rules around force.
Okay, let's get that over. So we'll do that first.
Yeah. So it can't be more than 3 hours long. It can't be any further away than Melbourne.
Yeah.
And
you're not allowed to say no.
That's right. You're not allowed to say no. The only thing you can say no on is availability. So the way it works is, for example, Luke rang me up today and said, are you available this Thursday night? And I said, regrettably, yes.
No. First I called you and said, are you available on the 3rd of November? Because I was going to send you to the Magic Men Take Over Geelong Strip Show.
Well, look, you know.
At Club Italia.
Is that where it is?
That's Club Italia.
Oh, my God.
No, look, genitalia.
It's funny. Jodes was very keen to go along with me today.
Yeah, I know. Because you get to take your partner, right?
You get to take someone.
Yeah. So just for the listeners who haven't heard this one before, last year I sent Tim to a primary school concert.
By myself.
Where he didn't know anyone.
Yeah.
Just had no kids. No, my kids weren't at that school. Yeah, just had to go along. What else did I make you do? You did the pole dancing?
The pole dancing, which is still on our Facebook page, I believe, I think. You sent me to a rave in Fitzroy.
Oh, that was great.
Because that's what brought on the rule about 3 hours, because that went from nine till five in the morning.
Yeah.
And so I think I lasted about an hour and a half and then stuffed this guy.
Everyone thought he was a narc.
Well, like I said at the time, the drug dealers thought I was a cop and the cops thought I was a drug dealer, so... I've never had such hate looked at me in my life. It wasn't a fun time. But look, I am stalling because Luke has...
I do have one for you.
One for me?
Now, Tim, I did message you today and I said, what are you doing this Thursday night from 5 till 8?
Yep.
You said nothing.
No.
And I said, good.
Yep.
Right? And this is where you get to find out what you're doing. Now, this, I don't think this is too bad. Now, I know that your musical taste stopped at Queen.
Yeah.
Right? When Freddie Mercury, rest his soul, passed away, you stopped listening to music.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
And I know you don't have a musical bone in your body.
No.
Really?
No.
You know, you're a Neanderthal when it comes to music. Is that fair to say?
It is. Absolutely. Yeah. I will take that on board. Yep.
Yeah, cool. Well, what you're going to be doing on Thursday night is going to the Salvation Army music jam session. And that's where you can learn a few things, right? Now, I'm just going to read out a few little excerpts. Get ready to groove to the beat and let loose with your fellow music enthusiasts. Okay.
So music enthusiasts doesn't actually imply that they can play music.
Well, it doesn't say you have to be a musician. What it's saying is come along and get into the groove, Tim.
Yeah, right.
I know you don't sing, you don't dance,
no.
you don't tap, you don't do any of that stuff.
No.
But that doesn't mean you can't groove.
No, I can
be
groove.
Be a groover,
well,
mate.
Mate, I'm not groove. I groove like a plank of wood. I'm terrible. I can't do that. I'm going to stand.
So it says here, bring your instruments, your voice, or simply your love for music. And let's create a night to remember. Mm. Whether you're a fan of rock, Tim, jazz, or pop.
Jazz.
None of those.
Does anyone like jazz, really? Yeah, go on.
Well, you can have a glass of absinthe before you walk in and maybe wear a beret just so you look the part.
Walk out blind.
Imagine the size of that beret. Oh. You know, it will be something everyone can enjoy. Mark your calendars and come join with us at the Music Jam Session.
Can I ask where that is?
Is it in Geelong? It's in Mallop Street. Yeah, it's in Mallop Street.
Oh, good.
So I don't. I'll give you the details.
Yeah, no.
So
right.
You're going to be going along Thursday night. Next Sunday, we'll get a little report from you.
Yep.
And one thing that we do is make sure that the other person does it is they have to call in while they're doing it. And
yeah, that's right.
But when they get there, and then when they leave, and then there's got to be photos, evidence, and stuff.
No, that's
like that.
Right.
In fact, I might even come along.
Really?
Can I come along and just film you?
Can I just play the triangle?
I can't imagine you doing much else.
No, I'll have absolutely no ability in any other form whatsoever.
That's going to be great.
K-Rock 955. Dell, still with more to say, easy on me. And she's still going. And she continues to go. Good on you, Dell.
Yeah, she's just got a lot to say, mate.
Yeah, it's a fantastic.
How's you playing two songs then?
What do you mean?
Well, you played two songs in a row. And you weren't meant to.
Just trying to support struggling artists. That's
like Adele.
Like Adele. Yeah, $1 million a live show.
If anyone could just sort of like tip their hat to her and maybe, you know, send a few bob her way. She's just struggling.
Yeah, look her up on Spotify. She might need a few more.
She hasn't eaten for a while.
So look, we haven't mentioned this much and we probably should have, but we've got a real special treat coming up right now. During the week, as part of our package when we got the voiceovers done, we managed to tee up an interview with, let's face it, a fairly reluctant Morgan Freeman.
He wasn't happy, was he?
He was not happy. So
his career's not going that good these days. And I mean, he's probably in his 80s or 90s. He's probably a little bit, you know, cranky.
Yeah.
And when you manager says to you, look, these guys didn't just pay you for the voiceover, they paid you for 5 minutes and he only did like 2 or 3 minutes in the booth, so he had to come back in and he was furious.
He was furious. And also we said, well, we want to do it in our time because we're more important. So he had to do it at 3 a.m. So he wasn't happy. But look, you're going to hear from Morgan Freeman and then we're back with a second hour of Fat and Ginger after that where we're going to hear from, well, ultimately your mate Stan Dexter.
Oh, God. So, Tim, as a movie buff, I'm very excited to have one of the greatest cinema on the line, Mr. Morgan Freeman. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course.
You're actually our first guest on K-Rock. Are you excited about that?
Yes.
More excited than winning your Oscar?
Hell no.
Come on, mate. Remember, we're paying you well for this gig. Okay, let's move on. Fair to say you're in the twilight of your career.
Bad life.
Was your highlight being the first black president?
What the hell do you mean?
Well, deep impact. You predated Obama and Armageddon as well.
Wow, wasn't as good as Armageddon, was it?
Wow.
Are you too crazy?
Come on, Morgo, give us a line.
Come on, mate.
No,
come on.
I'm not doing it.
You want to get paid, mate? Give us a line.
I'm not doing it.
Don't make us get Statham on you. Give us the line.
I'm not doing it.
Your manager said you'd play ball, Freeman. Now give us the line.
I was the president of the United States.
There it is. That was good. Do it again.
I was the president of the United States.
Yeah, it was okay. Lacked a bit of luster.
Yeah, it's a bit wooden.
Yeah, can you do it again?
I'm ending this conversation. Goodbye.
The Royal Geelong Show is back.
Most women like tall, dark men. I'm not most women. I like fat and ginger.
Oh. Yes, look, Deirdre there with we had to get her in to do a second hour, what do we call it, intro.
How good was she?
Well, she was, you know.
She was fantastic until she went on to bigger and better things. Nah, and we had to get celebrities like Morgan Freeman. Geez, he was cranky, wasn't he?
Yeah, look, he just reluctant. I was disappointed with how he performed.
Yeah, he carried on a bit. Hey, I just got a message off a mate I went to school with, Grant.
Yep.
And he sent me pictures of you at that school concert.
Did he?
Yeah. He must have taken. I've never seen him till now, and he's got these pictures of you. Apparently, you're on a poster at the school saying stranger danger.
Don't go near this guy. You may get sucked into his gravitational pull. So we got a big second hour of Fat and Ginger coming up. So I'm going to talk about a flood of red wine, something close to your heart. What? I know you'll have a drop of red wine.
Wow.
In Portugal, 2.2 million litres went down the drain.
That's a natural disaster I can be involved in.
Talking of red, you're going to talk about red hook turn. No, not hook turns.
Oh, geez, red arrows.
Don't get you done on hook turns.
Jesus.
Red
arrows are the bane of my existence. We'll talk about that.
And then to finish us off tonight.
Oh, Stan.
We've got Stan.
Geez, he made an idiot of himself.
He did, but I tell you what, I think you just got to keep, a bit like Adele, you've just got to keep, you know, plugging away with these youngsters.
Where are you going with this?
No, just saying, you know, you've got to support him. So you're going to hear from
Stan. Help me, please.
K-Rock 955, Fat and Ginger on a Sunday night. Miley Cyrus here with Used to Be Young, Didn't We All?
Yeah, I know. I liked her more in Wrecking Ball.
Well, look, I was still a big fan of Billy Ray. What's he up to these days?
I don't know.
He'd just be retiring, wouldn't he? Or retired.
Well, would you need to do anything? You only have to have one hit, don't you?
Well, you do, don't
you? Can we have a hit with something?
Well, you're the musical one.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you're going to be on Thursday.
I'll play the triangle in the song.
I wonder what the royalties would be for that.
That's right. Look, I found an article online. It happened about a month ago in Portugal. I know you're a big fan of the Portuguese and their chicken. But what it was they had a failure of a tank and they lost 2.2 million litres of red wine.
Wow.
Down the street. And if you watch the video, the link I sent you today, which again is not great radio because it's visual, but you can see it just pouring down the road.
Well, I did see that. What time of the month was it?
I don't know. Well, it was September the 11th, so early on in the month.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe people were thirsty.
Yeah, I don't know. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know.
It was a bit of a... do you reckon it was a publicity stunt?
Don't think so, because it says the company issued a statement saying it profoundly laments the incident, pledging to bear the costs of the cleanup.
Yeah, but what's the cost of the cleanup compared to the publicity they would have got for that? It was like barbecue shakes where they changed the recipe.
I reckon,
everyone went and bought the last of the boxes, and then the recipe was crap, but everyone tried it, And then they changed back and everyone went crazy on it. It was just the marketing move of the century.
Yeah, and I think that's happened, like with Coke Vanilla.
Oh, I don't know what that
is. Yeah, well, no. They bring it out and everyone goes, this is appalling, and go back to normal Coke.
Oh, okay.
Same thing.
It's not, but like, I reckon that, just pouring litres of it. How many litres?
So 2.2 million.
Yeah.
And no one was hurt by the torrent of wine, but it did reportedly flood at least one cellar. Local officials are now working to repair the damage done.
And to the cellar where they keep wine.
Another cellar down the hill. Yeah, and okay. Luke Massey has been flown in to clean up the damage.
I can just imagine arriving on the scene and just surveying it and just going, I'm going to need some cheese.
That's right. Remember how there was, I don't know if he's still around, a guy called Red Adair, and he used to go out and fight massive fires. And so they'd call him in when there was a massive fire, like Piper Alpha. They called him in and he like managed the whole response. That'd be you with this.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
How bad is it? We've got to call the mass. And they call in Luke Massey and he go, I need cheese. Yeah. I'm going to need some ibuprofen.
Some crackers and just let me at it.
That's right. And don't contact me before 8 in the morning. K-Rock 955, you're with Fat and Ginger.
K-Rock 955.
It was going to happen eventually, wasn't
How
it?
How are you going over there?
Hey, pretty good, I think, considering this is our second show and that's the first real sort of stuff up I've made. That's pretty good.
You think? Really?
Oh, you're welcome to come and try.
Quite comfortable over this side of the desk, Tim.
Yeah,
I'm having a ball over here. I'm bopping along to the songs.
That's it, yeah.
Very relaxed and enjoying myself, whereas you just have beads of sweat constantly just flowing down that big noggin of yours.
Look, we've got some great stuff coming up. After this, we've got Luke's Law, introduced by the magnificent Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, he's great.
You're going to talk about what?
I'm going to talk about red arrows.
Red arrows.
Red traffic arrows.
Useful ones that keep us all safe.
I hate them. They don't need to exist.
No, and you have a checkered history of driving, so this will be good. I can't wait. Coming up after these.
I'm here with Ben.
And that's Doja Cat with Paint the Town Red. And it's that time for Luke's Law, so hit it, Sly.
There's not too many contenders out there that sound more punch drunk than me. That's why I like to listen to Luke's Law. Ain't so bad.
Ain't so bad, he says. Oh, I reckon it probably is, actually.
Well, I got some good feedback from last week. I went on about the amount of roadworks in Geelong moment. It's just crazy. It's almost an epidemic, Tim. And I guess today's one, because I've got a little bit of confidence now that I might have a little bit of something to say.
Yeah.
Like the bloke on the soapbox, you know, he starts to get a few people listening, so he just gets that little bit of gusto about him.
Before you hook in, though, Fat and Ginger does have a history of fixing stuff.
Well, we do, yeah.
We brought back Dixie Drumsticks.
Yeah, they listened to us. I think just because me and you single-handedly bought so many of them.
That's why I got the market going again. We did a couple of other things. I think we might have predicted the passing of the Queen.
Well, there's a couple of things like that, but what we're talking about today
is
red arrows.
Red arrows.
So, because I got a little bit of feedback from a local traffic authority after last week.
What do you mean?
Well, when I say that, I had a chat to the lollipop man at the front of the school.
Yeah.
And he agreed with me. He didn't listen to the show. I just was still ranting.
Oh, I like it though, because he goes, someone who works in the traffic industry.
Yeah, that's right. Like a lollipop band. He goes, there's a lot of roadworks. Yeah. And I think that's where we left it. But arrows.
You've only got the time it takes you to walk from one side of the street.
Yeah, I know. And you've got to have those little chats. Yeah. And you do the same thing every day. But red arrows really driving me nuts.
Red turn arrows.
So I live in Mount Dunedin. We've got the shopping centre that's just been built across the road. And to get into our estate, you have to wait for this red arrow forever.
Oh, yeah.
And if you see it in the distance turn orange and then red, you know you're going to be sitting there for five minutes.
Get yourself
and
comfy.
And it drives you nuts. And the thing is, they don't need to be there, Tim. They don't need to be there. You can see what's coming, right? And just like any other corner, you don't need it. They're about as useful as Anne Frank's drum kit.
They are
useless. There's no need for them to be there. And basically, you're sitting there, you can see there's nothing coming, and you can just go, but you've got to sit there because of the little red arrow.
I know. That's right. Oh, my God.
What's wrong with you?
No, nothing's wrong with me. I'm perfectly fine. So, I agree, but don't they keep you safe? Like, we should have them.
No, the only time they should be there is if there's a pedestrian crossing. If there's someone walking across the road, then it's just letting you know, hey, there's someone walking there. If there's no one walking, then you can see what's coming. Why can you not turn right? You're an adult. You've got a license. Yeah. You know the road rules. Why can you not turn right if there's nothing coming? But I don't understand.
It doesn't work that way. You know we have to pander to the lowest common denominator
on
the roads.
Yeah, but it doesn't make any difference, Tim.
Look, okay.
Don't look at me like that. No, I'm in the middle of a rant.
No, I know. It's good. And you know, I can see your blood pressure rising. What about hook turns? How do you feel about them?
Oh, I don't like them either. Only because I don't understand them. But no, let's get back to red-os. Honestly, I think people at home would agree with me. When you're stuck at one and there's no need for you to not turn, but you have to just sit there because you know what? I'll be honest. I go through them now. I don't care. Kids at home, if you're listening, go through them. Go through them and,
do not go through them. Do not do that.
Tim.
Don't do that.
You know how I was going red before? Now you're going red. It's great. I'm only joking. Of course I'm joking. Everyone knows I'm joking.
That's all right. Don't go through them. He doesn't go through them.
I don't go through them.
Obey the road rules. Don't text while you're driving and all the other stuff that may or may not happen. Please. But I agree. I'd like to agree with some bits about the red turn arrows. But
you're okay over there?
I'm fine.
Yeah?
I'm
you look fine. Like you're about to have a...
No, I'm not. This is why you need to write your stuff down beforehand. I tell you. So, look, red turn arrows are frustrating, but please follow the road rules.
Yes, do that. Yeah. Do what Tim said. Don't listen to me. I'm not a little devil on your shoulder, and Tim's like the angel.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely don't listen to me.
The big-headed angel.
That's right. Massive-headed angel. Fat and Ginger on K-Rock.
955.
All right, and that's the second time I've done that. That's all right.
You're on fire right now.
I am. So, look, that was Lewis Capaldi. Wish you the best.
Before all that other stuff.
And loud luxury.
Hey, I got a couple of messages.
Yeah.
So, Marg in Newcombe.
Marge
in Newcombe said that she's not a big fan of red arrows as well, so fine. She supports me.
Yep.
And then Dad messaged in.
Yeah.
And he wrote, since when have you observed a red arrow? Jeez. And he goes, oh, you just said that. And I go, oh, Dad, you never listened to the show. That's 2 in 2 weeks. We'll have to send you a fan badge. And he wrote, I think ratings are finished on TV.
Oh, jeez.
He's a fan now. He loves it.
He is a fan. Well, look, just to reiterate, kids, stop at red arrows and all red lights.
Yes, kids, definitely do what Tim said, not what I said.
And that's a little precursor to Have Your Spray, which is coming out next week, where we are going to hear from you, the public, and what you think of us. And, oh, Luke, I've got a special one for you tonight.
Why?
You'll find out.
I don't like this.
It's good, isn't it? I've got the upper
hand.
I
don't like you looking happy.
I know. It's good.
I'm here with Beck.
Eagle-eyed Cherry there with Save Tonight. And it is time for one of our favourite segments, but it is right now. It's 20 to 8. K-Rock 955, Fat and Ginger. My name is Tim Young and your name is Luke Massey.
Well, I'm a little worried. You've looked pretty smug for the last 5 minutes. You said that someone's had a go at me.
Yep.
On what, Messenger? How do people get in touch with us, Tim?
They can go to our socials, Fat and Ginger, or more importantly, probably go to K-Rock socials and leave us a message there.
Yeah, leave a message. Yeah. Say, I really love those guys that are on Sunday night. Or adversely, I can't stand them. Get them off air.
That's right. Yeah,
we're either or. That too.
That'd be fine. Yeah. Anyway, time for Have Your Spray.
These two fat and ginger gentlemen have been whinging for years. Now it's your turn. Time to have your spray.
Yes, it is.
Good work, Morgan.
Oh, I tell you what, at least there he sounds enthusiastic and professional.
Well, that's because it was only short.
Well, that's right, and it wasn't 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
All right, so the first one that I'm going to read out. Is
the one that was against me.
Yeah, that's right. So long-time listener, first-time sprayer.
Okay.
And then I'm having a spray for you two flogs for promising to mention the Newcombe District Cricket Club.
Oh, can I just stop you there, Tim? Hey, guys, anyone who's looking for some entertainment, at Newcombe and District Cricket Club.
Too late. Don't try and hold it. Too late for that, mate. You're going to hear it out. Here we go. I'm having my spray to you two flogs. He's talking about you,
actually.
I know
who this is.
Yeah, for promising to mention Newcombe District Cricket Club comedy night that you're both performing at and then completely forgetting about it from Troy at
so,
Newcombe.
Sorry, Troy. Well, I was meant to mention last week the gig coming up at Newcombe and District Career Club.
Yep.
Fantastic career club. One of the best in the country, Tim.
Is that right?
Honestly, like the facilities. I've never been there, but amazing people and a lovely bar, I assume.
Yep.
So we're going to be doing a gig out there on the 28th, is it?
28th, yeah.
28th Saturday, of October. 28th, yep. And people should go.
Yeah, they should, absolutely.
You know, because it's such a great place.
And they get to see us.
And they get to see us, yeah.
But sorry doesn't wind back the clock, you know.
It doesn't, yeah. I all right. up last week. Sorry, Troy.
What do we? What else we got?
This one's from Peter. So our show used to be on The Pulse.
Yep.
Fat Ninja, that's where we sort of, you know.
Cut our teeth.
We cut our teeth. Yep. We learned the ropes. And we went on there, and we're on there for a little bit.
Yep.
And then we sort of finished up. It just sort of petered out, didn't it?
Finished up. We just decided not to go.
One day we just decided we weren't going to go anymore. Yep. And Peter from The Pulse has sent in what happened to you guys.
Yep.
And he's also sent a picture of, we shouldn't be drinking in an on-air studio.
No, that's right. Absolutely.
But what happened to you guys? And the thing is, we're going to go back and do a farewell show.
Yeah.
And I messaged, so Peter and Mike do a show.
Before us. Yeah, that's right.
And I messaged him and said, hey, we're going to come in tonight. And they said, no, your slot's been given away.
Don't bother.
And I go, hang on.
Yeah.
Do you know who we are? Like, we don't turn up for 3 months and you just give our slot away.
3 months.
Jeez, I was angry, mate. That's really pissed me off.
Now, talking to people that are angry, mm-hmm. Here's another one for you, actually.
Oh, why is it always me?
Because you say stupid stuff.
Oh, that's true.
Hi, Tim. We heard last week's show and we were appalled. We know Luke's a dill and we are...
What? Hold,
hang on, let me finish. And we are holding you responsible. How can I stop what he says?
Who is this?
Just wait. Next time that buffoon wants to tell stories about our daughter, how about you cut him off? Ash's parents in Grovedale.
Oh.
Yeah. So how do you feel about that?
It was a long week, Tim. Oh, no, for those who don't know, I told a bit of a story last week, which I thought was quite funny.
And therein lies the problem.
Yeah, that's the thing. My sense of humour is a little bit off. But look, if they are listening, obviously there'll be no more of that. And not no more of the what happened. Like, there'll be plenty of that, Tim.
This is good. This is
there'll
good.
Be plenty of table tennis being played. But I won't talk about it on air.
That's it. So, look, if you want to have your spray, please, look, get in touch with us either via our socials on Fat and Ginger or probably more. A better option is to go to K-Rock socials. K-Rock,
yeah, and because then, like, Tom and Loggy will think that we're popular.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, we want that too, don't we?
They might talk to us in the corridor.
That's right. And given some of the stuff that Luke has said this show, we should have plenty of material for next week, I think. So get those in. K-Rock 955. Selena Gomez there with Singles Soon. We're almost at the end of another show here on Fat and Ginger, K-Rock 955. My name is Tim Young. Your name is still Luke Massey.
It hasn't changed.
No, it hasn't changed.
Will this be our last show?
I doubt it. Nah. We'll be back.
We'll be back, you reckon?
Absolutely.
Oh, good, because you've been a little bit upset with me tonight.
Yeah, but you've deserved every bit of that.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Mate, you've just got to be a little bit looser. Like, you get so stressed over that side of the desk. Just relax, mate. Be in the zone.
All right. So, look, that's great. talking of remaining relaxed, after this song from Eminem, we are going to have my best mate and the person I'm investing
time
in.
I'm going to get all fired up.
Person I'm investing time in, Stan Dexter. And he was at the Kite Fest today. Eminem with Rihanna, The Monster. And we're at the end of our show almost, but we got a special treat for our listeners here. I know you're not happy with it, but here comes Stan Dexter at the Kite Fest today.
And now, we cross to our bumbling trainee reporter, Stan Dexter.
Hi everyone, Stan Dexter here. I'm here at the Kids Plus Kite Festival at Rippleside Park. Being a junior kite flying champion and all-round kite aficionado, I'm here to give the youngsters a few tips because looking around, the standard of kite flying is sadly lacking. Let me show them how it's done. What's your name, young fella?
Tim.
Do you want to have a go? Just so I can show you where you're going wrong.
I'm not right.
I'm right there, champ.
It's okay, sir. I'm an expert. Spent a lot of time as a kid on my own flying kites. If I just grab this and do that, if I fly it here and then... And then, this isn't a kind of plan. Looks like, five other kites managed to get tangled into mine.
Maybe you can use your expertise to untangle the bloody kite, mate.
Yeah, of course. Hey, look, is that Tom Hawkins over there?
Hey, where do you think you're going? Get back here.
There. Oh, geez, I'll cut that bit out later. Now, let's talk to John, who owns one of the giant display kites down here today.
I just love being down here amongst all the young kids, mate. They really love the butterfly.
This thing is massive and currently pegged down to the ground, but I reckon I can fly it with my bare hands. Piece of piss.
Hey, mate, don't undo those, you idiot.
See? Too easy. Fully in control. Oh, geez, holy moly, the wind really got a hold of that.
Of course the wind got it, Geppino. It's a kite. That cost me 18 grand.
Is it like a pigeon? Will it find its way home?
18 grand, mate. How do you want to pay it?
Look, I'm so sorry. I'll just grab my checkbook out of my car.
Hey, somebody stop that kite. He's not in the sky.
To you in the studio.
Dua Lipa with Dance the Night, and that's about us. It's 3 minutes to 8 o'clock, and look, it didn't go well with Stan, did it?
Look, I'd like to formally announce my retirement from Fat and Ginger.
It's good fun.
I'm going to go back to being good looking.
That didn't work out for you either. No. Now, look, that's it for us. Thanks very much to everyone for listening.
Yeah, it was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good. Thank you, Luke, for being here.
I'm just thinking, like, 2 hours is a long time. Maybe we can shorten the show to about 20 minutes or something.
You're an idiot. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next week. Tim and Jess.